Peter and John brought before them, and they began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a crippled man and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Whakarongu ki te kupu a te wārua ki te hāhi. The Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 10, beginning at verse 11. Te whakamoemiti te kōrera ki te ātua. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wild animal, the wolf, coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. And then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. Praise and glory to God. Te whakamoemiti te kōrere. Kiti Atua. This is the Gospel of Christ. Te rongopai tene a te karaiti. Praise.
Te whānau a te karaiti. Are we lucky to be part of this great flock of the Good Shepherd? I'm Penny, and it's a busy morning, so I'm going to be brief. I can just get myself sorted. Yeah? I'm all right. Yep. Because I'm just going to pull one thread out of all of the stuff today, and that is about the Good Shepherd, because that's what stood out for me. In life, it is so easy to be misled, isn't it? To get waylaid and to not know which way to turn. I often feel like I stumble through life and there's no knowing what tomorrow would bring. And I know from talking to Anne this morning that I'm not the only one that feels that way, so that's comforting. Recently, my husband Russell and I were holidaying in the South Island, and very far south, actually, Tua Tapere. If anyone knows where Tua Tapere, it's pretty as far south as you go, yeah. And our adventures took us on a narrow path that went past a paddock full of sheep. They looked at us really suspiciously and with some fear as we made our way past them. And when I tried to take a photo, well, they just galloped to the other side of the field. You see, they didn't know us. They didn't recognize our voices. And so their reaction was really quite understandable. Very wise sheep. I mean, it might have been a gun. Jesus says that to us too, doesn't he? He says of us, he says, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. And later he refers to his voice. And that was the thing that really jumped out at me when I was thinking about what I should share today. So I got thinking about how we hear Jesus and what he says to us and the invitations he makes. And quickly, verses flooded into my brain. This book, mine's looking a little worn, the Bible, is a book which is full of treasures, this book. Verses that stick in our heads and on our hearts, and that's a good thing because they are a guide for us. Bruce said last week, God's word is the most reliable thing on earth. So I just wanted to look at three invitations that Jesus makes, and they're all in a favorite hymn of mine, which is in these blue books in the pews. It's called I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, and it's number 469 if you want to follow along in the books. I called it Hymns for Today, but it's actually Common Praise. I was in the wrong church when I looked. I think it's important to remember that Jesus always offers invitations. It's a request. It's not a rule. It's not something that we'll get punished for disobeying. But when we follow, there are great rewards. In verse 1, Jesus says, come unto me and rest. Who knows this hymn? Oh, yes. Oh, there are quite a few people that know it. That's good. Jesus calls us to come. He wants us to be with him, to be right next to him with our head on his breast. Isn't that a beautiful, intimate image? You know, I think it's a really wonderful one to sit with quietly when you have a moment. Sit there and just remember how much he loves you. It's an image like a child resting in their parent's arms. He wants to spend time with you. It's a really good place to be. The Good Shepherd wants to keep us safe from harm, to let us dwell in safety, to let us be. That is why he sacrificed his life. His passion for us led to his death, but he rose again because he has all authority over heaven and earth. And that's why he can keep shepherding us regardless of what life throws at us. He's our living Savior. The hymn continues, I came to Jesus as I was. I love that. He takes us just as we are, not as we aren't. No frills required. Nothing to hold us back. He says, come, come. In verse 2, he says, behold, I freely give the living water. Stoop down and drink and live. Jesus is the water of life. Water that never dries up. Water that quenches our thirst. You know that thirst. I think everyone's experienced this thirst. It's the one that nothing else quenches. No Fanta. No nothing like that. Only water. It's like an itch you can't scratch. But in him, we can freely drink and be satisfied. If you still need to quench your thirst or need a fresh drink, you're welcome. We'd love to pray with you. In verse 3, he says, I am this dark world's light. Jesus is the one who lights our way. He's the one who brings understanding, who shows us which path to take. It's him that stops us from stumbling. Like a star at night or the sun in the sky, he is a sure guide. As sheep of the Good Shepherd, we know that he is for us. whatever the cost. We know that we can trust and depend on him. We know his voice. You know, we might not always be able to turn it into proper English, but we know, we hear, we feel, we sense his direction, his calling. And we know that what he says is true. It's a joy to know him. Today, we introduced beautiful Esperanza with that beautiful smile I don't think I'll ever forget to the Good Shepherd for the first time as a community. And I've got no doubt that with our help, she'll know Jesus as her resting place, her life giver, and her true guide for life's journey. I know this because I know the Good Shepherd, and I know his love for me in these ways. Each of us have an opportunity to respond to the invitation of the Good Shepherd and to know his blessing on our lives. He turns no one away. We'd be happy to help you meet him afresh today if that's what's on your heart. We journey together as the flock of the Good Shepherd. In the communion I picked up last week, te kahui a te karaiti is what we say at the communion. Sometimes we lose our way. And if that's how you feel, that's okay too. Come, receive prayer, be reconciled, lay your head on his breast. Other times, we hear Jesus' voice as clear as it was next to us. Right behind me it once was. I was sitting on a bed with a wall behind me. I heard him talk just there. Very strange. When we feel him like that, that's when especially we need to let his love overflow to those around us, to the flock, and to beyond the flock. Most of the time, though, we all travel together. We journey as a church community. The flock in this place with the Good Shepherd. And I'm so grateful to walk in his light. I thought we might pray this prayer together. Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd. Thank you for giving everything, even your life, for us. Thank you for calling us to come. Thank you for carrying our burdens, for giving us a place of rest. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for your life-giving spirit to quench our inner thirstiness. Thank you for lighting our path and being our guide as we navigate our way through this world and into the next, where we will see you face to face. Hallelujah.